Well, we're going to open up God's Word together, and just a reminder to all of us, kids are in the sanctuary with us today, but we have resources for all of our kids as well. In the back, we have some kids' coloring and storybooks as well to be able to use them, but you also have notes within your own in the bulletins as well. So we encourage all teenagers, all young people, that you can take your notes. You can take part in what God is speaking to you today, this morning as well. So today we're actually going to continue, and we're going to be finishing up our summer rhythm where in the Psalms today. We've been looking this month at the book of Psalms. But throughout the entire summer, we do things a little bit differently. Durante el verano, hacemos cosas un poquito diferente, where we actually change up the pace in June, July, and August, and we go beyond just listening and responding to the Word of God. But what we do is together, as a church, as a faith community, we go deeper into God's Word. We engage God's Word. Vamos más profundamente en la Palabra de Dios durante el verano y este mes en los Salmos, where we go beyond just listening and responding, but we actually engage the Word of God together, where we sharpen one another as a community. Today, we'll be concluding the Psalms, and I'm going to share just a brief introduction, and today, really just giving us a recap and a reminder of what this month has been about in the Psalms. Hoy nos vamos a concluir nuestra serie de enseñanza en los Salmos. And just in a minute, I'll read Psalm 31 for us, and then together, we're going to meditate on the Psalm, we'll reflect on the Psalm, and really, why we've been doing this together is to remind each and every one of us that we can do this. You can do this. We all have the gift, the freedom, and the ability to open up God's Word and to receive His Word and to respond to it, but also to bless and sharpen those around us with the Word of God. Todos tenemos ese don y regalo de poder responder a la palabra de Dios. So that's exactly why we do that. So I'll ask our team in the back also to get our microphone ready for the sharing that we do after the message. And so then after we take a time to reflect on the psalm together, then we end in a special poem or a special song in after we listen to God's Word. And then we'll pray and continue our time in worship. This month we've had the opportunity to listen to some beautiful poems. We've also had the opportunity to listen to some fantastic special songs. And that's just an example and a reminder to us that the Psalms continue to be active and alive here and now. So let's just go ahead and pray that God would open our hearts and open our minds as we enter into His Word this morning. Let's pray. Vamos a orar juntos. Lord, we pray that this morning You would speak to us. Speak to us in a way that is clear and in a way that is direct. Háblanos, Dios Santo, hoy esta mañana en una manera que está clara y directa. Lord, would You form us and shape us through Your precious Word today. Fórmanos, Dios Santo, por medio de tu palabra esta mañana. Lord, we pray that You would continue to do the work that You started in us, and that You would give us the faith to trust that the work You began in us, You will bring about into completion, Lord. Thank You, God. We pray all this in the faithful name of Jesus. Amen. So just to give us a brief recap on what this month has been in the Psalms. For many of us, it was an introduction to what this book was all about. But what the Psalms do is the Psalms challenge us and shape us as we connect with the heart and the mind of God. Los Salmos nos invitan a la mente y al corazón de Dios. And in fact, the Psalms give us an idea of what the point of the entire Bible is about. And the point of the Bible is closeness and intimacy with the living God. That's what the Psalms invite us into. The Psalms remind us that the point of the Bible is not just information and not just inspiration, but the point and the purpose of the Bible is transformation. That as we draw near to the living God, we would be transformed. That we would become spiritually mature, and that our lives would begin to reflect more and more the image of Christ.
Ese es el propósito de la Biblia, poder reflejar la imagen de Cristo en nuestras vidas.
The Bible is the written word of God that serves as this link between us and God. So as we meditate on the word of God, something mysterious happens. We become transformed. We become renewed. God makes us new people, new creations in His image, in His likeness. He gives us new hearts. He gives us new minds, and He gives us new thoughts.
Por medio de la palabra de Dios, Dios nos hace nuevas criaturas. Nos hace nuevas criaturas, nuevas mentes, nuevos pensamientos.
So another big takeaway from the Psalms is that the Psalms invite us to meditate. And what does meditation mean? Meditation simply means refocused thinking.
Los Salmos nos invitan a reenfocar nuestros pensamientos
because refocused thinking leads to renewed living. And renewed living leads to transformation, which again is the goal of being a follower of Jesus. The goal is not just that we would be nice Sunday church people or religious people, but the goal is that we would be new people transformed into the image of Christ, that we would grow mature and live out this purpose, that we would reflect the image of Christ in our lives, in our words, and in our actions. That's the invitation when we draw near to God.
Esa es la invitación cuando nos acercamos a Dios a ser transformados.
So as a community, we've been saying together that we've been learning what it means to sing the Psalms, to pray the Psalms, and to live the Psalms. As we sing and pray and live the Psalms, we connect with the heart and the mind of God. And again, as we connect with the living God, that takes us to the end goal of what it means to follow God, which is to be transformed into His likeness and into His image. So as we've talked about as well, another nugget that we learned this month is that the Psalms are the original song book of God. So at the heart of the Bible is the heart of God that we find in the Psalms.
Encontramos el corazón y la mente de Dios en los Salmos.
We've done this fun game before, or kind of a funny game where we've shown that if you open up the Bible just randomly in the middle, it is more likely than not that you are going to open up to the Psalms. It is right in the middle, right at the heart of the Bible. So in June, we've been doing that. We've been refreshed as we've been refocusing our thinking and our lives on the heart and the mind of God that we see in the Psalms. And this is the fifth psalm that we're looking at together. And for the most part, four of the five psalms that we've read together have actually been written by an early follower of God. His name was David. And David sang and wrote and really just lifted up many of these prayers and songs up to God.
Varios de los salmos fueron escritos por el rey David.
And David, just so we get a sense of who he is, since he wrote most of the Psalms, David is what the Bible refers to him as, a man after God's own heart. He wrote 73 of the Psalms. The rest of the Psalms are written by other biblical poets. But one thing that we see throughout the Psalms and throughout the Bible, as we see the life of David in 1 Samuel and in the book of Chronicles, is that David was not a perfect man.
El rey David no era hombre perfecto.
David was a man just like you and me. He was a person that was both broken and blessed. David held on to something, though. David held on to the God that would never let go of him. And we see throughout the Psalms that David messed up a lot.
to give us a few examples. In his life, yes, David lied. David cheated. David hurt people. David hurt himself through his choices and decisions. But one thing he did is he never let go. He never let go to the God that would never let go of him. So another nugget from this month is that through the life and the faith of David, we learn of what is called a no matter what kind of faith. That no matter what, we hold on. We hold on to the God who will never, ever let go of us.
Vemos en la vida del rey David que él creyó y confió en Dios con todo su corazón y fuerza.
So David wrote most of the Psalms, and he also served as the second king of ancient Israel. And we read a lot about him. We read about his hardships and about this radical faith. In the Psalms, David shares his fears, he confesses his failures, and he gives praises and thanks to God, even in the midst of his failures, even in the midst of his weakness, even in the midst of his fears and anxiety. In the Psalms, we find every single human emotion.
En los Salmos encontramos todas las emociones humanas.
Through the Psalms, David serves as a prayer coach to us. David gives us words for how to pray and how to discover God's presence in the good times and in the really bad times.
So as we read the Psalms, we read our story as well. And we read God in the midst of our story as well.
En los Salmos vemos que Dios es fiel en todas las etapas de nuestras vidas. So in a moment, together as a church, we're going to reflect on our last psalm for the summer, which is going to be Psalm 31. But before we do that, we've actually been going through these little clips on the Psalms. And today we're going to finish up that video series in the Bible Project. So if the one thing you also have in your bulletins, you have an explanation of what the Psalms are about.
En sus boletines tienen una explicación de lo que son los Salmos.
And you can pick up one of those little explanations in the welcome table if you haven't gotten it yet. But let's go ahead and roll the clip, and we will be concluding it this week.
Defeat evil and bring God's kingdom. This book also contains two larger collections, one called The Hollow and the other called The Songs of Ascent. Each one of these collections concludes with a poem about the future messianic kingdom. And these two collections together, they sustain the hope for a future Exodus-like act of God to redeem his people. And then, right between them is Psalm 119. It's the longest poem in the book. It's an alphabet poem. Each line begins with a new letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and it explores the wonder and the gift of the Torah as God's word to his people. So here we go. The themes from Psalm 1 and 2, Torah and Messiah, combine all together here in Book 5, which brings us all the way back to that five-poem conclusion. In the center poem, Psalm 148, all creation is summoned to praise the God of Israel because he has, quote, raised up a horn for his people. Now the horn here, it's a metaphor of a bull's horn raised in victory. And this image echoes back to the same image used in Hannah's song, 1 Samuel chapter 2, but also to the earlier Psalm 132. The horn is a symbol for the future messianic king and his victory over evil. It's a fitting conclusion to this amazing book. Now, here's one more thing that you are likely going to miss if you don't read this book in order. There's lots of different kinds of poems in the Book of Psalms, but they all basically fall into two big categories, either poems of lament or poems of praise. Poems of lament express pain, confusion, and anger about how horrible the world is and how horrible the things are happening to the poet. And so these poems draw attention to what's wrong in the world, and they ask God to do something about it. There's a lot of these in the book, which tells us something important, that lament is an appropriate response to the evil that we see in our world. But what you'll notice is that lament poems predominate earlier in the book, in books 1 through 3. But pay attention, because you'll see praise poems occasionally too. Praise poems are poems of joy and celebration, and they draw attention to what's good in the world, and they retell stories of what God has done in our lives and thank God for it. In books 4 and 5, you'll notice that praise poems come to outnumber lament poems. And it all culminates in that five-part hallelujah conclusion. So this shift from lament to praise, this is profound. And it tells us something about the nature of prayer. As we hope for the messianic kingdom, as the book teaches us to do, this will create tension for us as we look out on the tragic state of our world and of our lives. And so the Psalms teach us not to ignore the pain of our lives, but at the same time, biblical faith is forward-looking, looking to the promise of God's future messianic kingdom. And so Torah and Messiah, lament and praise, faith and hope. That's what the book of Psalms is all about.
All right. Well, good job. We finished that video series in clips. That was like a very, very long video series. I wish we could all watch it just in one sitting. But it's fantastic. And that's in the Bible Project. So you can find that. There are many resources online. And now you have that map in your bulletin, so you can keep that with you, or you can check out their website, BibleProject.org, or also their YouTube channel at the Bible Project. But really, I love that explanation that the Psalms invite us into lament and into praise. So that's why in life, sometimes there's going to be that tension between the two. But that's part of the abundant life that God has invited us into. Yes, there are challenges, but that joy comes in the morning. So we're going to continue in God's Word. Vamos a seguir adelante en la Palabra de Dios. And we're going to read Psalm 31 together. Vamos a leer Salmo 31 juntos. I'll read it first for us in Spanish, and then we will read it in English. And it will be in English in the projector right behind me. But let's hear now from the book of Psalms. Vamos a leer el libro de Salmos, Salmo 31, versículos 1 al 5. And once again, I'll read in Spanish first and then in English. Salmo 31, versículos 1 al 5, Salmo de David. En ti, Señor, busco refugio. Jamás permitas que me avergüencen. En tu justicia, líbrame. Inclina a mí tu oído y acude pronto a socorrerme. Seas tú mi roca protectora, la fortaleza de mi salvación. Guíame, pues eres mi roca y mi fortaleza. Dirígeme por amor a tu nombre. Líbrame de la trampa que me ha tendido, porque tú eres mi refugio. En tus manos encomiendo mi espíritu. Líbrame, Señor, Dios de la verdad. Amen. Let's hear now with open ears and open hearts from the book of Psalms, chapter 31, verses 1 to 5. Starting at verse 1. In you, Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me. Come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me. Keep me from the trap that is set before me, for you are my refuge. Into your hands I commit my spirit. Deliver me, Lord, my faithful God. Amen. So as we've talked about, just to give a recap of some of the nuggets again that we've been receiving throughout this month. The Psalms are not the kind of book that you simply read once and then put down and check off your list. But the Psalms are designed for a lifetime of slow reading. And this is very different than our fast-paced, over-exhausted, over-scheduled, over-busy kind of culture. But the Psalms invite us to slow down. The Psalms invite us to slow down and to reread them over and over again, to reflect on them.
In the Psalms, we find prayers that are meant to become our own prayers. En los Salmos encontramos oraciones que pueden ser nuestras propias oraciones también. We find poems, we find praises for people like you and me, ordinary people who God is doing a work in. We find, again, praises, poems, and prayers for people like us trying to live by God's wisdom, trying to live by God's justice and God's reality in the world, here and now, in our circumstances as they are, right in front of us. Los salmos son para gente tal como tú y yo. So in those times when we have no words, one thing we do have is we have the Psalms. When we have those seasons where there are only tears, or there's only confusion, or there's only unanswered questions, we have the Psalms. We can pray them and live them. When we're speechless, when we don't know what to say before God or before others, the Psalms give us words for how to pray and how to enter into the presence of God. Los salmos nos dan palabras y guianza en cómo entrar a la presencia de Dios. The Psalms are God's songbook, so they are in fact the original praise book and the original prayer book for the people of God. So when this life, again, this is a big nugget that we took away from this month together, and this is something we're practicing as a community, we're remembering that when this life, when people, when circumstances that are completely out of our control, when all of those things come crashing down on us, when life comes pressing down on us, may we be so drenched in the Psalms that the Psalms are what we bleed. That when life hits, we don't have to react, but we can respond with the Psalms. When life hits, we can respond and say, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my refuge, He covers me, He guides me, He leads me." Cuando la vida nos impacta, podemos responder con los salmos. El Señor es mi pastor, Él me guía, Él me dirige. And I love how this is not something that we're just starting for the very first time here at Imago Church. Praying and living the Psalms has been a part of God's family throughout all of history. We even see the Apostle Paul in the New Testament command and highly suggest and direct this to the people of God, even in the early church. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19, Paul says to the Christians in Ephesus, he says, "Speak to one another with psalms." Speak to one another with psalms, with hymns and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from the heart to the Lord. So when we sing praises, if it's your first time here, or you've been here a few times before, it can seem a little strange coming to a church and a bunch of people are just singing. We don't usually do that. But what we're doing is we're singing from the heart. We're using language from the heart to connect with the living God, singing praises to Him. And God is the inventor of music. So He invites us to use that tool to connect with His heart as well. So as a community together, we've been learning what it means to sing the Psalms, to pray the Psalms, and to live the Psalms. Como una comunidad, hemos estado aprendiendo qué significa vivir los Salmos. And as we sing, pray, and live the Psalms, we're actually following the example of our Lord Jesus. We're following the direction and responding to the invitation of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Because Jesus sang the Psalms. Jesus prayed the Psalms. And Jesus lived the Psalms. Nuestro Señor Jesucristo vivió los salmos y oró los salmos. Some of you remember in this passage in the New Testament, we see it in the book of Luke and the book of Mark, where it talks about the death of Jesus, when Jesus took the cross and He died on the cross. And I want you to keep the psalm that we just read. If we could put it up there. Yeah, especially that last verse, verse 5 and 6. But we see in the death of Jesus, in Luke chapter 23, verses 44 to 46, and you could look it up in your Bible as well. But we read this, in the final moment of Jesus on the cross. This is before the resurrection, before the victory. But in the final moment of Jesus on the cross, this is what he said. Beginning Luke chapter 23, verses 44 to 46. Vamos a leer Lucas 23, 44 al 46. It says this. It was about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. For the sun stopped shining, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." When he had said this, he breathed his last. Did you catch that connection there? Jesus' final words on the cross were the Psalms. Jesus prayed the Psalms even on the cross. As he was saving each and every one of us, he prayed the Psalms. I love how this blogger called Pray Psalms talks about it. It says this. It says, "The more deeply we grow into the Psalms and the more often we pray them as our own, the more simple and rich will our prayers become." What does that mean? The more we pray the Psalms and live the Psalms, the more we are going to begin to pray and live like Jesus. So if you want to know, if you've ever asked, how did Jesus pray? How did Jesus live? We have access to that in the Psalms. We can learn to pray as Jesus did through the Psalms. That's the gift of God, to connect directly to his heart, to his mind. So this month, as a community, we've taken time to reflect and pray and sharpen one another with the Psalms. But my prayer is that this would not be the end, but this would be the beginning. That this would invite many of us to a lifetime of reading and reflecting and praying the Psalms. That this would invite us to just jump in, to immerse ourselves and to be drenched in the Psalms. Mi oración es que todos podamos meditar profundamente por todas nuestras vidas en los Salmos. So this beautiful invitation of the Psalms is that we pray them in and through Jesus. So sometimes some of us may have wondered, why is it sometimes that Pastor Carlos, when he prays or when I hear other Christians pray, they pray in the name of Jesus? What does that mean? Well, we pray in the name of Jesus because when we pray in and through Jesus. And when we pray the Psalms, here's the beautiful and mysterious thing that happens. When we pray the Psalms, the living Lord Jesus prays the Psalms with us. He prays them in and through us. We are not alone. He is there to comfort us, to guide us, and to lead us. The Psalms are the original prayer and praise book for the people of God. But even more important than what the Psalms are to us, the most important part of the Psalms is that Jesus died on the cross with the Psalms on his lips. The Psalms were his final words. Some of us remember that gospel account that we just read in the book of Luke. Cristo murió y su oración fue los Salmos. Some of us remember that account that we just read in the Gospel of Luke. But in Matthew, it also talks about the final moment of Jesus' death on the cross. And we see something amazing. Matthew, he says his final words were these words that may sound familiar to some of us. Jesus died on the cross, and according to Matthew, he said, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" But what is he doing there? Jesus is quoting Psalm 22, verse 1. You can open up to your scriptures and you see it there yourself. What was Jesus doing in his final dying breath? He was praying the Psalms. And then, as we read here in the Gospel of Luke, it says, before his final breath, he prayed, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Again, praying the Psalms with his final breath. We're invited into that. So what does this mean? Well, again, according to this blog, PrayPsalms.org, there's this writer, his name's Benjamin Kant, and he says this. I love it. I'm going to quote him directly. He says, "When our Lord Jesus Christ was enduring the trauma of the cross, gasping and grasping for words to express his agony, what did Jesus do? Jesus prayed the Psalms. And on the cross, Jesus died praying the Psalms. Jesus died praying, 'Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Deliver me, Lord, my faithful God.'" So on the cross, Jesus committed his life to God on the cross on Friday. But then remember, the psalm isn't over. He prayed that first part on Friday on the cross. He said, "Into your hands I commit my spirit." But then deliverance came. Deliverance came through the resurrection on Sunday. He committed his life on Friday on the cross. And then that promised deliverance came through the victory of the resurrection on Sunday. So today, while many of us are taking up our crosses, some of us feel that some of these crosses, some of these weights that we're carrying, they are too much. But may we be like Jesus. May we live in and through our Lord Jesus Christ. May we, as we are taking up our crosses, pray as Jesus prayed on his cross. May we pray, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Deliver me, Lord, my faithful God." We can pray this in whatever challenge you're going through right now. You can say, "Father, I commit myself to you. Into your hands I commit my spirit." And he will be faithful. He will deliver you. Last week, we took an opportunity to go deeper into the Word of God, to find a way to actually enter into the presence of God through this ancient practice that we called Lectio Divina. And if you have, I think that sermon's online now, so you can look through the instructions on that. But we're just going to summarize the three questions in that. It's an ancient form of meditation on the Scriptures, which takes us through which really allows us to connect with that, the heart and the mind and the presence of God. So in a moment, we're going to read out loud together Psalm 31. And I don't want you to just read this psalm. I want you to pray this psalm. And together as a community, we will live this psalm. Even in the joys and even in our crosses, like Jesus, we will pray, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Deliver me." Amen. So let's prepare our hearts and our minds to read Psalm 31 together as a community. Vamos a prepararnos para leer Salmo 31 juntos como una comunidad. And I'm going to read it in English. We're going to read it together in English. But if you have your Bible there in Spanish, if that's your heart language, please go ahead and read out loud in Spanish. Vamos a leer la escritura, Salmo 31, juntos como una comunidad. So together, as one body, as a family united in Christ, may we do as our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did. May we pray this psalm together. So let's just take a moment to center ourselves into that posture of prayer and of crying out to God. And then together we will read Psalm 31. Together as a community, let us pray together Psalm 31, verses 1 to 5, beginning at verse 1. In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me. Come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me. Keep me free from the trap that is set for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hands I commit my spirit. Deliver me, Lord, my faithful God. Amen.